Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. For all of you, they're calling in. 516-453-6081 is the number to have the fun, to be able to talk with and have some time. I am Jethro. I want to welcome all of you. Those of you who know who I am, I have been doing readings for quite a long time, over 30 years, and welcome all of you that are contacting us to get on the phone today, have a little time with me. And my wonderful guest star today is Debbie, the intuitive oral card reader and angel psychic tarot Reiki master, fun person, one you want to get to know, Debbie Paul. How are you, Debbie?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How are you doing this morning?
Just enjoying the day. You know, I just had a birthday, went through a lot of things. It amazes me, you know, with the angels and the work that you've been doing. I had a really positive time with the numbers. I got a Fitbit, for those of you who know, it takes care of everything and checks your health. And I had always just worn a regular watch. Well, with the Fitbit, it puts up the digital numbers. And I laugh. I'm like, okay, now I know why I called Debbie, because it's going 077-111, you know. And I'm like, you know, and I go, Jethro, that's the clock. Now you got to look at the other stuff. Too much cake is why that one's, and this one here says you're not sleeping well, and all the other things, you know. So I'm having a good time, Debbie. I love the fact that we've got this morning. We had talked last show with everyone about the different angels. We had someone writing in here going, do you work with Metatron? And what do you feel about this angel that has not been spoken of until just the last couple of years? Now, what's your opinion on Metatron, Debbie?
I think Metatron is awesome. He's one that works with the Akashic Records. So being the scribe, the one that is the records from the beginning of time through, you know, infinitum, he is there. He's also awesome when it comes to time. He's sort of the great time bender. So if you have trouble and you're running late for work, you know, ask Metatron to, you know, speed up the red lights, you know, turn them green. And also, if you want time to go by slower, you can ask him to slow it down. You know, he's one of the two that was ascended into heaven. He was originally Enoch in the Bible, and he was, he also works with, you know, gifted children. So if you have a child that is, you know, that you see the gifts, they have the spiritual gifts, whether it be intuition, mediumship, psychic, or if they seem to be like the indigo children or the crystal children that are now coming forward, he will work with them. And he also helps with organization and priorities, which is definitely something that I need a lot of help with, because I can get off track very easily. So, but I think he's awesome. And they're all awesome, and there's not a one that I don't like, but yeah, I would work with Metatron. He's just, I don't know, what else can I say? He's awesome. You can also find out a lot of information if you Google him, you know, just Google Metatron or, you know, angel books or whatever, which is a lot of what I do in order to find out about the angels. I will Google them. I will take classes. So yeah, I think Metatron is just awesome.
Debbie, I have to ask you this question. This is Tina over in Broadbird. She's saying she would like to know what color should she wear and what vibrational energy for the angels to bring them in more. She had heard that yellow and golden were good, while other people have said that it's best to wear red. She is just trying to find different ways to bring them and welcome them into her life during these times with the little stress that she's dealing with her children. What colors would you recommend for her?
You know, each angel has got, archangel has got a color designated for them. And some have a couple. It depends on who you want to work with. Now, if you want to work like with your children, it's like with Metatron, who helps learning disorders, childhood issues, or things, you know, with your children, then you want to wear something, a color like a watermelon tourmaline, or a color like that. There's several different colors. You know, healing emotions, you would want amethyst. That would be, you know, Jeremiah, the mercy of God. So, and also if there's negativity and chaos going on in your life, Jophiel is pink rubellite or pink tourmaline. She's the beauty of God. So, you know, it just depends on what archangel you want to work with. There are so many colors. They're pale pink, off-white. So it just depends. If you want to work with Archangel Gabrielle, she is the strength of God. And so she heals anxiety, creating projects. She's copper color. So it just depends on which angel you want to work with. There's so many colors that you can choose. And if you want to use a crystal, you can put a crystal for that color in your pocket or in your purse or in your bra, wherever you want to put it. And so it depends on the angel, but there are several colors. And so if you want to bring one in, just, you know, pick the color of the archangel you want to work with.
I love that. And that's those of you calling in. We've got a lot of you texting and making sure we'll get it to a few of the phones here in a little bit. The best way to get an angel reading and schedule that time with Debbie Paul is at angelicanduniversalenergies.com. And those of you, you know, you can also do that email there, angelicanduniversalenergies@gmail.com, and get that time with Debbie. If those of you who are scheduling with me, it's at psychicjethro.com. And I do really ask you guys to schedule online because, unfortunately, you know, I do walk-ins, but unfortunately my time is usually taken. So if you call, getting in on that day sometimes works, as you guys have seen, a few of you have been able to, but most definitely, usually, the weekends and those times are already taken, and I've got a schedule there so that you get that full time with me. I want to, you know, in fairness to you and me, it's you really want to be able to schedule it in. I do half an hour or an hour readings because it's just you want to have that set there. And for those of you know, it's getting to be that time of the year. You want to get with me and Debbie because you want to find out what's going to happen 2021. You want to schedule it in. I had a really great time with a friend yesterday who listens to the show and said to tell Debbie. Greta says, Jethro, what I really love is that Debbie reads the cards and lets the people format their own things. So they are hearing pieces from the guys. And she, one thing she said, she goes, my mind was open. And she goes, I realized that, you know, it's giving those people those pieces. I always tape my readings with my psychic and my card readers, and I suggest you guys do that on the radio show because you can go back and listen to us here in the archives. She went back and was listening to some of Debbie's readings and was just totally amazed how Debbie was able to not only pick up the card, but also picking up the energy with the person. This is what the guys are saying, and then we go a little deeper. For those of you knowing, this is how you get to see. This is what Debbie's like. You're stopping at her table. We're all walking along, and now you get to see what Psyche Jethro's like. And today you get to hear Anne Sablon and later Carol Cook. So you get to hear all of us different types of reader. I think one of the biggest questions we've always had from the individuals through the show, and I've done it about a couple of years, is I want to have more minutes. Well, what we've got to do is this is here as a sample. We've got a bunch of people waiting. You'll get that few minutes with us, and then you go in and catch them. So when I pick up the phone with you, we'll go ahead and say hello, introduce ourselves, and you know have that question ready there for Debbie. I'm helping you guys on the website. So those of you that are over in the other systems, make sure you go to psychicsdonwall.com and on there, and I'm sorry, I just said that wrong. Make sure you go to Facebook Psychics Gone Wild because it's a page and you can add, our room is there. We've got all of the things. You know, you can catch me and Debbie, you can catch Ann, all of us are in there. And it's a really private way to message us, get contact, get with the person. I know a friend of mine, and there's a lot of questions, you know, like what about an email reading? How do you do that? Well, the best way to do that is go on my site, look there. It has three questions about your future, and you send me a recent picture because I am reading through the email your aura. You know, I had a really good friend explain to me, she goes, I love the fact that I can do it whenever my time. It takes me a couple of days to type. I will tell you the truth, in typing class I was out chasing and having a wild time. I was a Scorpio child, and so my typing takes me a little bit to do, but the excellent thing is you get it to you in a couple of days. If you don't want to wait, get a phone ring. Get a hold of me and Debbie. Grab that time, connect, and say, Debbie, I need you now. And schedule in with her at angelicanduniversalenergies.com. And what you're going to have is you're going to have that time with Debbie, her angels, all the questions, and it handled. So I love all of you guys. Remember the contest. Go to psychicjethro.com. We got a few emails already coming in there. Here, And so we're going to grab a couple of the phones. Debbie, we just love having you here. We're so glad. I'm going to grab that first phone. You've been here a little bit on the wait, and thank you so much, those of you waiting. 215, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. Would you, question you have for Debbie today, or do you want to read for a little bit with the angel time?
I have a question. I guess I just want to know what things are going to look like for me and my ex after our daughter is born.
Okay. Excuse me. So you're currently pregnant, and you want to know what it's going to be like for you and your ex? You know, what the situation...
Yeah.
Okay, so how is the situation going to be? So, well, let's see what the angels have to say for you. If I shuffle the cards here and I'm asking them your question. And the angels come up, and the card I pulled was success. So what that's telling me is that even though he's your ex, and after your child is born, they're saying that you can have a good relationship with him. And, of course, as I always like to tell people, it is your free will. This is what the angels are guiding you on, and that's what they're hoping that you will do, because success means that you will work together to raise this child in a loving, kind way, and knowing that both their parents love them, whether they are together or not. And so that's what I'm getting from the angel. I'm also getting that they're guiding you to be more spiritual. If there's a career you'd like to do, or a life of service, if there's something that you're wanting to do, and it could include your daughter, your child. So that's what I'm getting for you. It's also something that you definitely want to pay attention to. They're also telling you to don't stop. So that's also saying that, you know, go on with the success. It will be successful, but you're going to have to work together, and there may be some times that are trying, but don't stop. Keep the relationship as parents for this child, and you should have a pretty good successful time of it. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Thank you, Natalie. We love you, and definitely go to the
Thank
site
you,
again for the comment. Excellent. Those of you tuning in, we're getting the phones going. They said Debbie's on today and really and having a fun time here. A little bit wild, Debbie. They had a person write in, is it true that my animal has an angel? Because I keep seeing a very vibrational energy that I was told was first with another owner. Well, my pet was never with someone else. So we wondered if this is actually an angel that is here with my cat, because I keep seeing it, and it... When my cat is around, I see feathers. We had joked. My friend said, well, don't let him near the birds. Honestly, he's never attacked a bird. But we keep seeing this energy around my young new kitten. Do you feel that I have an angel with my cat, Debbie?
I do. And you're seeing the feathers. Feathers is a way the angels will give you signs that they are with you. And so you said it was a new kitten, and I'm figuring it's probably Archangel Ariel. She is the archangel of the animals. She watches over the animals, all animals of the earth. She takes care of the earth, and she works with, you know, the elementals and the earth angels, which are fairies, as I call them. So, yes, I do believe that all animals, they have souls, they have angels, and that they're always being looked at. And it could also be that there is someone in your family that's also looking after the animal. If you had a previous animal, that animal could also be there guiding your cat and helping your cat. So, yes, I do believe that animals have angels, absolutely.
Very much. And Debbie, I know this is something, those of you tuned in, I lived in Sedona, and I do know that I've worked with Debbie. Debbie's phenomenal. We've had the work that different people's vibration will not only sensify to them. I know that people used to say, this is my, and I'm talking old school. I've got a couple of you guys going, oh, no, Jethro the dinosaur. The angels used to say, this is my guardian angel. And people would come in and say that that was their main angel. But I've seen you working with this, and this is what I love about Debbie, those of you who know that I've done this my whole life, that fascinates me, is I've seen you working with, that may be the main angel they're working with, but you, it's like the angels can change jobs, correct? You, it doesn't mean Michael's always your angel. Sometimes, you know, Uriel may step in, or you have, tell me a little bit, Debbie, what you believe about that main guardian angel. Are we having one, or is more than one angel be your guardian?
You can have more than one guardian angel, and they are generally not archangels. Now, your guardian angel can have the same name as one of the archangels, but it's not an archangel because they have more stuff that they're doing. Your guardian angel is basically assigned to you from the moment you're incarnated, and they're with you throughout all of the lives that you live and that you go through. But yes, you can have, you know, Archangel Michael coming in and working with you for a time for something that you need him on. And when that time is gone, he will go and another one will come in, like Uriel or Gabriel. They can interchange. They will come with you. They'll be with you for a while, and they'll go. Now, archangels are omnipresent, so they can be with you and they can be with everybody else in the world at the same time, since they're pure energy. So if you have an angel working with you and what you need them for has been resolved, or there's another angel that can come in and help you, then that archangel can come in and help you. But you need to remember that if you want a specific archangel or all angels, you need to ask them to come in, because they are bound by free will. And free will is something that even with angel card readings or psychic readings, unless you believe it and kind of follow that, you can change whatever outcome you're given. If you're told one thing and you want to do something different, that's your free will. You can. So, you know, you have an angel card reading and the outcome is something you're not really happy with, or it doesn't resonate with you, I would say wait a while, because it might later, or your free will guide you to do something else. But the angels are always with you. Angels are always around you. And they are waiting for you to ask them to come in and help. They are just full of love, and that's all they want is to help and have everybody be happy and safe.
Love that. See, this is, as a house reader, those of you know working in Sedona, what I was really amazed is that people would come in, you have so many minutes, I would start to read and I would see different angels with them. And the big thing was, well, the person was like, it has to be. And I'm like, but I don't feel this, Michael. It looks more like Uriel. It also has the Cosmic Records, which is Uriel. So really, this is what I love for those of you tuning in. You guys are, we're getting some really strong information. This is the things that we have worked and done together and studied for individuals. And it's always exciting to me with angel messages. I do know that they have some really excellent ways and fun ways of doing it. Debbie, a lot of individuals will go to the vortex energy. What would you suggest I do at home so that I get the full experience of angel messages so that I understand them from Terry?
Well, what I would suggest in order to get the angel messages is you want to find a nice, comfortable place to sit down, to just concentrate, you know, someplace you're comfortable, at home, outside, wherever, and just focus your attention on the angels. Talk to them. You may not hear them verbally answer you, but they're listening. So you just want to talk to them. Tell them, you know, what you're going through, saying, I want to connect with you. And just sit down and listen and look for the signs. There's also another way that you can connect with your angels. And it's interesting. It's something that I'm working on doing now. And it's, you just sit quietly. And as you ask the angels a question with a piece of paper and a pencil, you just write down what you're getting. Don't question it. Just write down what you're getting. And you'll find that it's the angels that are talking to you and they're writing it down. And that's another way to connect with your angels and to raise your vibration. So that's something I'm working with. And also something that is a book, it's old, but it's called Angel Speak. And it is an awesome book. And it tells you how to connect with your angels through the writing. So I would recommend that book to anyone who wants to learn how to connect with their angels.
I love it. Don't push, don't shove. We're going to have some more love on 267. You're on live with me and Debbie Paul. How are you, 267?
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jethro. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my question is, do you see a happy, healthy relationship coming in to my life? Like a love relationship?
Hi, Donna. Is there anyone in particular? Or are you just wanting to know, is there, you know, anybody that's going to be coming in into your life for you?
And anyone out there that's going to be coming into my life for me.
Okay. Okay. Because if you have somebody in mind, you know, that would be a little more specific question. But we're going to see, since you want to know in general, is there someone going to be coming into your life? And perfect timing is what I'm getting. So, yes, that means somebody will be coming into your life. And it's saying sort of within the next few weeks, according to the angels. Now, the next few weeks, it may not necessarily mean, you know, before the end of the year. It could be sometime next year. But they're saying that, you know, there's going to be perfect timing. So you'll be somewhere, you'll be doing something. And someone that you may not even have thought of, or someone out of the blue, you will connect with. And so that could turn into a romantic, you know, relationship for you. So with the perfect timing and within the next few weeks, I would say that, you know, just kind of keep a lookout. You know, you're not looking for someone in particular. Well, maybe you are, but
I am. But it's a relationship that I was involved with, and it kind of, it's not the same as it was before. And you know, I want that back with him, but it didn't seem to be happening.
I understand what you're saying. So based on that, that you just said, I pulled a card and the angels are saying there's something better out there for you. So even though you would like to get back with this person, you can try to do that and that would be perfectly fine. And the angels would bless you for that, you know, and guide you. But they're also saying that there's something better for you. So that's telling me that there may be someone else out there that will be a better match for you, that will love you and want to be with you and will be a better companion for you. So here again, your free will is at work. So if you want to go ahead and continue with that person that you're wanting to get back with, you can go ahead and do that. But the guidance I'm getting from the angels is that there is something better out there for you. There's someone who will be more worthy of you out there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Donna.
This is one of those days that we're having fun. I know a lot of you guys are there. We've got quite a bit. Hang on, come back with us at noon, because you're going to get to go out and have a wild party with Anne Sablon. We've got Debbie here. We've got me here. We've got Anne. We've got Carol later. We've got other people connecting with us here. I knew a couple of you have asked about the last week's mailings. You should have get the one-to-one necklaces. They are in the mail. I sent them out, but I did hear that it's having like a little bit of a delay, 3 and 4 days on the East Coast. Now, I know a couple of you have told me you've gotten your catalog, got your cookbook, you got a little bit of a necklaces, there's different ones there. Just let us know. Messages in there and be a little patient with us. You know, God works in mysterious ways, and psychics with our kind of energy, can we tell them, Debbie? Let's just spit it out. Sometimes we have things go a little haywire only because we're energy. You know, Debbie and me have been on there. I will tease you. Last week, it was 30 seconds before the show went off when we connected, said hi, jumped in, went to help you. And then we found out that some of you guys were teasing that you could hear angels and other things around the show. This isn't me and Debbie trying to scare you. This is the angels at the work. I've been 40 years of it. My mom always said, you're fun, and no matter where I take you, it's always an entertainment. It's very much what the guides are doing. So it's all right. I had a friend ask me, Jethro, I really need a reading, but I could never get in your schedule. I got to tell you, go into the psychicjethro.com and go a little bit ahead. I know you need it right now, but I could tell you two things. If you sit down and you schedule it, I have it set up with it. I had a person that went 2 months. Oh, well, no, I'm not feeling today. I just really need. But when you get in, once you're in there, then you have that elective. But if you don't go in, then you're sitting over here trying to call. And I know that, you know, my phone is very busy because you realize that 928 number is an Arizona number, and I've done this for 30-some years. So what happens is, smells full, the things are happening. Debbie's one that I've been very fortunate. But when you go to get a hold of Debbie, you got to grab a hold of that angelic and universalenergies.com. Get in. I've got that time with you, Debbie, and set it up, because what's going to amaze you, as you guys are seeing here, is we get so much more when you get that one-on-one. We do group work, and those of you know, there's some of you who've won that. I know you're having a little trouble with WebEx or not. Just get a hold of me. We'll send you the email. We all have it. Sometimes it isn't that the guides are blocking you. I had a person tell me, Jethro, I want to come to your Friday circle, but every time I get ready to come in to the circle there on the island of Alameda, I have all these problems. Everything is silly. Get with us on the WebEx. Do it. That could be that you need to have that reading where Debbie can tell you that one thing, or Ann or me. Or what's even fun is that maybe your guide's really testing you on your path. No one said this was just going to be easy and we were going to hand you yum-yums. So we love you guys. We've got a lot of you writing me. Jethro, Debbie is very psychic. Every time she gets on the show, I feel these energies. I think that she makes me happy. This is Ted, and I'm just very happy through the years, Jethro, you have read for me. I'm still cooking over here where we used to work, but I listen to your show, and I just think your guest is one of the funnest people I've heard in a long time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Debbie, you got another fan. Here we go.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Debbie, have you ever had individuals come to you who didn't believe in angels and that you convinced them?
You know, I never really have. What I have, people believe in angels, and so it doesn't really take much convincing of the people that I have. Now, what I have had is when I tell people, you know, that I am a Reiki master, I do Reiki and the energy, and that I am an angel card reader, and they kind of look at me and they just kind of, you know, kind of roll their eyes like, oh, really? And so I think to myself, no, I'm not here to convince anybody about anything. And so if they don't want to believe, they don't have to believe. I believe and I know it to be true, and that's what counts the most. And with Reiki, you don't even have to believe in Reiki for it to work, because it's coming through the God energy, universal energy is coming from the divine through me to you. So, you know, I don't try and convince anybody. It's not worth the battle.
I love it. And that is what I know for those of you with being psychic, I've had people who believe or know it. And like you just said, it works in its ways. I love all of you. We got about 60 seconds before they push us right out the door into the street to be there for you. So anything you want to tell anybody, Debbie, anything you want to say to these wonderful fans?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for calling in and listening. It's an honor for me to be able to do readings for you. And the fact that you're calling in and listening also makes me so awfully grateful. And so if you really want to get a hold of me, and if you're interested in a reading, then contact me at angelicanduniversalenergies@gmail.com. Or you can send me a text at area code 408-780-0567, and I'd be happy to get with you to schedule a time for a reading. So that's pretty much it. And also listen at noon to Ann, because she's awesome. So that's pretty much it.
We love you. Stay well. It is a way to be. See you next time.
Angel.